Now it's time for Zonk. Zonk.
Hey, Martha.
Actually, I'm supposed to meet Dwight Pepper here.
Roz, who's Hislop? Why do you want to know about Hislop? My face, Roz. This is because they thought I was Hislop. Then those guys yesterday. What was he into? I don't know. Never met the guy. But how did you find this place? This was his place before we were here, wasn't it? Yeah, but you know that someone lived in your apartment before you did, right? What do you know about them? I know she subscribed to a shit ton of magazines at some point in her life. I know she took a course at the Roundhouse and held an ACTRA card. I know a lot about the person who used to live in my apartment. I know she's friends with Noel from the coffee shop around the corner, because that's how I got the place. I know she drove a blue hatchback, probably still does. I know her name. I know she used to be a street nurse. I know she moved in with her boyfriend. I know he used to be a roofer with Roger and those guys before he got his real estate license.
Hey, how you doing?
Aesop, I can't tell if you're a second-rate detective or a first-rate creep. Roz tapped at her laptop. I never met him myself, but I'm friends on Facebook with his old receptionist. She put the word out about this place. We did a silent meditation retreat on Hornby Island a few years ago. We bonded there, but I've never actually spoken to her. See, this is what I'm talking about. Aesop rode the elevator, 16 floors over West Broadway. I couldn't remember the last time he traveled so fast by these means. 16 floors on West Broadway went a lot faster than 3 floors in an East Hastings SRO elevator. Aesop squinted at the abstract reflection of his battered and stitched face in the sleek, polished elevator doors. In quiet moments like this, he could feel the swelling throb, and the pain felt sharper. Judy, Roz's Facebook friend, had apparently moved up in the receptionist world. Aesop was familiar with the dank East Van Pulchritude of Judy's former workplace. The front entrance to this West Side fertility clinic, by contrast, was sterile. No plants even. Soft rock from somewhere in the ceiling panels, like Wilson Phillips lived upstairs. If Judy had advanced her station, her wardrobe had yet to catch up. She was dressed in that haphazard mix of punk, goth, and rockabilly styles popular among roller guru revivalists. It seemed like a put-on to Aesop, but then he paid rent on an office with the words private investigator on the door. Who is he to judge other people's games and daytime dress-up? You're the guy Roz told me about, right? Judy said. Yeah, how'd you make me? You don't look like the kind of guy who stays up all night worrying about his sperm count. How long have you worked here? Since Cousin Phil closed his warehouse. Phil Hislop is your cousin? No, everyone just calls him Cousin Phil. I don't know why. He must be cousins with someone who matters. He'd been Cousin Phil for a long time before I met him. You know where I could find him? Who? The cousin? No, Hislop. I'm looking for Hislop. You don't want to find Cousin Phil. He's a creep. How long did you work for him? 4 years on and off. On and off? Yeah, sometimes he'd shut down the office for a few months at a time when he'd go away on business. What exactly was his business? Oh, you know, import, export. What does that actually mean? Oh, he bought and sold stolen goods, sometimes drugs. Oh, okay, thanks for that. Can you think of anyone who'd want to hurt Hislop? Hurt like how? Aesop waved a hand over his bruised and stitched up face. That's what this is about? Honestly, I don't even know. Shit, son. I had my face busted up worse than that at Derby lots. Just in practice once. Roller derby. Bingo. You ought to learn how to protect your face. It's hard to tell with all that swelling, but you just might be a looker. Come closer. You lose any teeth? Not since I was 12.
Hey, how you doing?
Cute mouth, anyway. You say Cousin Phil did this to you? Well, not exactly. I didn't think so. That's not his style. He's more of a kneecap kind of guy. What do you mean? I mean, he doesn't hit people in the face. I don't know. Maybe it's, like, too personal. He likes to smash people in the knees with a hammer.
A hammer?
Yeah, he kept it in a drawer in his desk. Every now and then, he'd hit someone in the knee with it. You gotta understand. The people he did business with? It's a sales tactic, right? A motivator. Let me tell you, that shit would not fly here. But we scar people, all the same. Believe me. So listen. You know where I could find him? Hislop? Cousin Phil? I don't know. I figured he was leaving the country when he closed the office. But it's been a while, right? He wouldn't stay away forever. He likes the coffee here. You know where he gets his coffee? One of those commercial drive spots. You know, a real Italian place? You know the name? I'd know it to see it. You got a car?
Like the hot dog code, corner of Pender and Carroll, hot Saturday afternoon in June, tour buses, ambulances, hop on, hop off, Toyota Tacoma, parked outside where the record store used to be. Bumper sticker on the back that reads World's Fair. I got news for you, Toyota Tacoma. World's not fair. That's the hot dog code. Everybody's come back to Chinatown now that the koi are back. Now that they've promised the otters won't get in. They've built an otter-proof fence. Automatic for the people. That's an REM joke. Maybe before your time. They were like the Imagine Dragons of the South. They were like the band that everybody knew. Some people loved them. T-shirts, 5 for $20. But they don't tell you which 5. I walk the hot dog code. In the sun, in the rain, in the heat, in the cold. It doesn't matter. I ride the number 20 bus. I ride the number 22. I ride the 19. I ride the 7. I ride the 4. Hop on, hop off. It's a family favorite. We take a detour from Chinatown to Railtown, Gastown to Yaletown. There used to be a night market. But they canceled the night. Now it's just the market. I walked a hot dog coat, so my legs get sore. But my legs never get sore.
Hey, Pop-Top! Hey, Silver Boy, I'm talking to you.
I walked the hot dog coat somewhere in between Chinatown and Yale Town. On the cusp of one thing and the lip of another. To be honest, kind of sick of the city. I'm trying to talk to it, I'm trying to listen to it. I get the feeling sometimes it doesn't wish me well. I get the feeling sometimes the city is not my friend. I walk the hot dog coat from 7-Eleven to 7-12. Hot dog boxes, Slurpee cups, pork dumplings.
Hey man, listen, you think you can spare like a ball of steel? You can spare a chase?
Kayaks. On a red pickup truck. I shake my head no. And not just out of convenience. But I mean it. It's nice to know that I'm being authentic in the city. When I walk the hot dog coat, or does the hot dog coat walk me? Charisma Pizza. Roti Cafe, Haiphong, Vietnamese Kitchen, Barefoot Oasis, Bubble Tea. Around the corner, and there's a jazz trio, maybe a quartet. They're playing something. I shut my recorder off because I walked the hot dog coat. I got no budget for royalties. I'm hoofing it to put some concrete between me and the jazzbos. Well-dressed man in a red t-shirt pissed me off for some change. Are you from here? He says. And I look at him and I say, yeah, I'm from here. I don't usually do this, he says. But I need to borrow $2 or $3. I just shrug my shoulders. I don't even shake my head, the way I did for the guy panhandling outside the Slurpee shop. I like the hot dog coat. If I had the money to do anything else, I'd probably be doing that. I walk the hot dog coat, Canada Place, at the port of Vancouver. I walked around it, coming up the stairs on the east side. From here, I can see East Vancouver. Small and miniature, almost from above. Something separate. Something that is not me. You see the helicopter pads. You see the rail yards. You see the sea bus. You see the cranes, the shipyard. Tugboats. I see Crab Park. I see the Woodward's W from the other side.
Hey, Silver Boy, I'm talking to you. Hey, Pop Top.